Good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing today? This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. Glad you can join us on this Saturday morning, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. Thank you for making us show part of your day, as here we are on this day, on Saturday, September 21st, 2019. And last time we were on the air, for our regular slotted time, was 2 weeks ago, and it actually just dawned on me. It's like, really, it's been 2 weeks already. It's pretty hard to believe. But this morning, I do know that there is quite a lot to get to, as this past week has absolutely been insane, and we're gonna try to get through the next 3 hours discussing everything that's going on, but especially everything is gonna be on the table for the Patriots, the Bruins, Red Sox, and a pretty cool moment yesterday that I want to share with you guys, involving two members of the Celtics. And it was actually the most unexpected, but nevertheless, like, some of the best things to happen takes place when you least expect it, and that's really the awesome part about it, you know. And one thing that does stand out is the way that it took place, and I'll get to that a little later in the show. But as we always do during this time, especially when we first start off the show, I usually start the show with opening thoughts, which is brought to you by yours truly, Shukri Wright. And first and foremost, I want to start off with something that I think I really should talk about quickly. I'm just going to get out of the way. And that's this show, the Shukri Wright Show. This morning is the last edition of the Shukri Wright Show at this slot, because starting tomorrow, the show may potentially be moving to a new slot altogether on a new day of the week. So I'm going to talk about that in great detail, and as well as in great length, a little later on this morning. But I have to start off the show by being as transparent as I possibly can. As now the fall is now officially upon us, and that also means that the fall schedules lineup for this station is going to kick in tonight at midnight is when the fall schedule will kick off. So for those that have been following the show since July 6th, when this show first launched, today is the last day of the Shukri Wright Show at this slot from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. So for any show updates and news, as I will promise to keep everybody abreast on Twitter and so forth, you can follow me on Twitter at SWrights915. That's SWRIGHTS 915. Also follow the show on Instagram at the same Twitter, at the same handle, at SWRIGHTS 915. So, with all of that being said, the opening thoughts this morning is going to be I guess the best way for me to put it is straight to the point. No bars hold, and so forth. So the one thing that I realized is that there's a sense of finality and disappointment in terms of when you realize that sometimes life will not always go your way, and in a way in which you hope. And the thing that I think a lot of people don't really seem to understand is that more times than not, there's always some sort of plan from a higher power. That there is a plan. And that everything does, in fact, happen for a reason. And, you know, not to get, you know, philosophical or anything like that. But I think the number one point that I want to get to is things do happen for a reason, and for everything that happens, especially as it pertains to sports, is a byproduct of what you invest yourself in. It's a byproduct of how much work and how much you're willing to grind and everything else involved. And as always, you can call into the show. It's 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. And, you know, something happened yesterday that really made me think, and I came to this realization, and this actually has a lot to do with the Red Sox, which I'll talk about a little later in the show. And one thing I will say is this. When you fail to put in the time and you fail to look at the bigger picture and everything is about the immediate, you create more uncertainty when it involves your organization, your team, especially when you don't have a definitive plan. And that's a case where you just realize you can't just dump all the cash into one particular area and then suddenly you've got nothing to show forth. It's a dangerous thing to do, especially when you're a big market team and you just don't have you just don't have it, and you don't have the farm system to be able to replace what you lost. So now, when decisions are made in the short term without any long-term vision, you have absolutely no plan, and all that will remain is for you to completely just fall flat on your face. You've got no one to blame but yourself. And bottom line, you have to understand something. Because oftentimes people love to point blame elsewhere instead of themselves. And it's just a bad way to go about things. It's a bad way of showing accountability when you were the one that made the choices. You were the one who made the decisions. you were the ones that got involved, or lack thereof, in areas in which you shouldn't have. And now suddenly, you're left with, how do you pick up the pieces? And that in itself is a byproduct of the environment you're in, and as well as the thought process. The thought process in which you choose to carry yourself, as well as execute whatever vision and plan you have in place. And I will tell you this much. This morning, as we sit here, I can't help but think for one moment, or even one second, that when you are a guy who has the idea in the vision and the drive, and you're able to put it all together and execute it, at some point you do begin to see the fruits of your labor. But when there is no plan and there's no vision, and all it is just operating at the whims of your limbs, it's an absolute disaster waiting to happen. It's a train wreck. Because most organizations, you just can't thrive that way. It's impossible. It's absolutely impossible, and you just find yourself digging your own grave. And that's exactly what happened to the one Boston Red Sox organization. And I tell you, at the end of the day, you have decisions that you have to make. You have no one to blame but yourself for those decisions. And did you think those decisions through fully? Is another question in its own right. And you have to live with that. There's nothing more worse than wasted time. And especially, which is, if it's like wasted energy, wasted, you know, and wasted energy, wasted time, all of that stuff. You know? Coming up next, in the next segment, as we continue on this morning, I want to try and touch on the situation that unfolded, especially with Antonio Brown, as yesterday everything just hit fever pitch. And I want to talk about and share some of my thoughts with you coming up next on the Strictly Right Show at 855-915-WMFO. It's 855-915-9636. This is the Strictly Right Show, and this is Strictly Right. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, plus Freeform Radio.
This is Nate Bowman from Calis 2 Fire and Rescue, reminding you to keep your stovetop clean. Keep anything that can catch fire, like pot and pan holders, oven mitts, paper towels, and napkins, away from your stovetop. Clean up food and grease from your stovetop and burners. Pot holders and oven mitts should be easy to reach when you're cooking. Avoid wearing loose clothing and never hold small children while cooking. Although kitchen fires may seem small, never forget how dangerous and devastating a fire can be. When in doubt, get out and call 911 for help. For more information, call your local fire department or go to www.c2fr.org.
the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Metro Tufts Free Form Radio. You can call into the show at 855-915-9636. 855-915-9636. As we continue on this morning, we're going to talk about the Antonio Brown saga during this segment. And for those that are listening right now this morning, please do pardon me for my low energy as I'm not feeling the best right now. But anyway, so the Antonio Brown saga, this whole week has just been absolutely pure madness, and there's a couple of things I want to touch on during this segment. And that's number one, I want to start off by saying, as a Patriots fan, the following: there's so many layers to this in which that I really do think that if you're looking at it from just a pure football fan, Patriots fan standpoint, you know, I'm more concerned about him being on the team and so forth, then you got your priorities mixed here. There's something very much wrong with this picture, especially as regards to Antonio Brown. So much so that as I'm listening this whole week to everyone else talk about it, and especially following the Patriots all along in this whole debacle, as I'll call it, that Antonio Brown, he's insane. He's absolutely insane. And the whole thing with this the sexual assault allegations made to against him and towards him is that, one, no man should be putting his hands on another woman, and on top of that, doing some of the lewd things that he's done and he's been accused of, none more than the most bizarre thing I ever heard another man, a grown man, do to another grown man at that, and that is pass gas in his face. That's allegedly, and according to a doctor who had previously been treating and seeing Antonio Brown years past. And part of the allegations is that Antonio Brown, according to the doctor, he accused Antonio Brown of passing gas in his face three times. And I'm sorry, but I have to say this, but what grown man allows another grown man to pass gas in his face intentionally? Not once, accidentally, intentionally, three times. So for him to come out and to let the world know what Antonio Brown used to do, it's just not only disturbing, it's disgusting, especially on Antonio Brown's part, but also in terms of the doctor. Like, with all due respect, in no way, shape, and form am I sitting here justifying it at all, but you should not allow another grown man to pass gas in your face multiple times. That in itself is just completely ridiculous and absurd, you know? And also, not to mention that the two women who have accused him, the first one was his former trainer, and in which she accused Antonio Brown of sexual assault, and as well as newest allegation that came out actually a couple of days ago against Brown, which I am disgusted on so many levels in regards to Antonio Brown that it's not even funny. First and foremost, if these allegations are true, you need to be gone. And he is gone now. Thanks to the Patriots at around 4:30 yesterday, deciding to cut him off the team. They released Antonio Brown. Thankfully. And then also, not to mention, the Patriots and all of this, I can't believe it. I have a really hard time believing the following, that the Patriots not knowing all of this before they sign Antonio Brown. I think it's a bunch of baloney. I really do. Because I'm sorry. When you have the access to information and backgrounds on players, as you do, and I'm sure every team in the league does, you can't sit here. Pardon me. You can't sit here and try to tell me that, oh, by the way, like we're just gonna play complete ignorance and plead the fifth. We just didn't know any better. I find that very hard to believe. And then also, to make matters worse in this whole situation, in terms of Brown, this is a red flag and a big caution warning sign to the rest of the league. If he didn't work out in New England, he's not going to work out anywhere else, at least for the remainder of the season. I just don't see it. This isn't a question about skill at all. Because we know Antonio Brown, what he can do. There's absolutely zero doubt about that. It's the fact of the baggage and his antics that has cost him a lot of money so far. You can call into the show at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. The one thing that I will also add here is this. To the victims, if this is in fact true and it's found to be true, I do sincerely hope that you find closure in this. But if this is false and that the timing of it all just seemed a bit off and off, like, I guess it's the timing of it all, the fact that this all came out the way that it did, then honestly, shame on you. Because, like I said, rape and sexual assault victims, they absolutely deserve to be believed. And they should be believed. But unfortunately, we have too many instances where many victims are just not. Or they flat out lie to begin with. And it's sickening. So no, this isn't a game of, oh, did he really do this or did he really do that? We're not going down that road. We're gonna talk about how, and the impact of it has on Antonio Brown individually, not just as so much as to the Patriots, but especially during the next segment, I want to just dive into it a little further more, because this whole thing has to be one of the most frustrating things that the Patriots have ever gone through. But even then, to the Patriots, it's just a blip in the radar. And it's credit to the greatness of the Patriots organization and as well as how they handle crisis management. And dare I remind everybody of how they handled that whole Aaron Hernandez situation back in 2013. I don't think I need to remind anybody about that as well. So like when we think about everything and looking at the bigger picture, Antonio Brown at this point, I think more than anything else, the Patriots, you kind of have to look at them a little differently, just for the time being, only for this one reason here. And the one reason being is that you entertain the thought of bringing this man on. And then, on top of that, in the midst of this whole thing, the Patriots, you know, playing coy, or whatever else you want to think or believe. I just think that if you are a team that's supposed to be a first-class organization, you know, like that's, you know, I guess for lack of better word term, you know, they want to play coy and everything else and so forth. I just think that I expect better for the Patriots, especially Belichick and Brady. There's no question about that. I expect better, and it really is disappointing that the Patriots, throughout all this, especially Belichick, where he's caught short, two press conferences in which he just absolutely refused to deal with it, to deal with the to deal with the questions from Antonio Brown, and it's a shame. It really is a shame. Because ultimately, this team didn't need Antonio Brown. That's the funniest thing about this whole thing. They didn't need him in the first place. He was just another example of how the Patriots absolutely just added him because, oh, by the way, we know we're the defending Super Bowl champions. Still a dynasty. We're gonna go out and just add him because he helps us, gives us a better chance to win Super Bowl title number 7. And what more can you ask for? I don't think there's anything else you could possibly ask for more than that. Coming up next, I'm going to talk about the Patriots' season so far. They're 2-0, and they're looking really good. And they got a game tomorrow against the New York Jets. That and much more coming up next on the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Touch Free Farm Radio. We're going to talk about the Patriots during this segment in regards to like the season so far. And I definitely have a lot of excitement as to how well like the Patriots have done up to this point so far. And you know what's interesting to me is that when you talk about the New England Patriots, one of the things that really does stand out is that defensively they really are a tremendous team. And as I talked about during training camp, one of the things that I talked about was that the defense was going to be absolutely phenomenal. And so far, I've been proven right in every facet. You know, like the offenses look good. You know, last week the Patriots put on an absolute clinic down in Miami, as expected. I mean, no one was surprised. I mean, no one should be surprised at all. And also, while we're at it, it's pretty fair to say that, hey, you know, the Patriots defense has been absolutely phenomenal. And we talk about how through two games, the Patriots defense have only allowed a grand total of 3 points. That's a field goal that was scored in the game against the Steelers. The Steelers have scored against the Patriots in opening night at Gillette Stadium. That's it. And also, not to mention, when we talk about the defense so far, especially the offense, and you know, a lot of what's been made of the 2019 Patriots so far has been made regarding the, you know, the defense, how good it's going to be, and so far so good. The defense has honestly passed with flying colors. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Offensively, they've been pretty efficient as well. Keep that in mind. And you know, and it just talking about the Patriots, especially like personnel wise, like they've looked good running the ball. They've looked good throwing passing the ball, and you know they've been very efficient so far. And the only thing that I really want to see them get better at, and I think they will, is the Patriots be getting better in terms of red zone efficiency. You know, because there's one thing that I really did get me upset about last week's game against Miami is that Steve Gostkowski looks absolutely putrid out there. He just does. He does. And it's so maddening to see him miss kicks that he should make, and you know that he can make. But for whatever reason, right now, it just seems like his confidence has taken a hit. Well, he could turn around and say that, oh, well, I don't think my confidence has taken much of a hit and so forth and whatnot. But I really have to think and believe that I just don't think that the Patriots should continue with Gostkowski for much longer if he continues to struggle. So it's one of those things where you really have to, I understand and realize that, hey, perhaps it would be best suited that we go in a different direction at kicker. You can feel free to provide your thoughts, as always, at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. I want to point out something here. As we really look ahead to tomorrow's game against the New York Jets. Listen, we talked about Antonio Brown in the last segment in terms of the whole saga, but right now we're going to talk about, you know, Antonio Brown, and he's along with the Patriots and so forth. What does that mean in terms of the personnel? But here's the reality, and I got news for you. The Patriots, they're still Super Bowl contenders, and they're still going to be favorites to win the Super Bowl again. And that is what people have to remember. And I don't think Patriots Nation needs me to explain that. I really don't. But what I do think is this. Is that the Patriots somehow, even before they got Antonio Brown, were expected to get back to the Super Bowl again and win it. Even with Antonio Brown only lasting with the team how many days? 11-ish? We played one game with the Patriots. You know? Like, they were fine before him, they're still gonna be fine. I'm not worried at all, and neither should you. Because if there's one thing that I really have liked about this offense so far, you know, is that Josh Gordon's involvement. He's looked great in these first two games. You know, Sony Michel has looked solid. You know, Philip Dorsett, you know, he's done his job thus far, you know, offensively. And I mean, defensively, I can go up and down the list. I mean, Stephon Gilmore has looked terrific, especially with the pick six he had last week. There's two pick sixes that the New England Patriots defense had. And, you know, you talk about the front seven, you know, with Kyle Van Noy, Dante Hightower, Michael Bennett, you know, like just to name a few, you know, like the guys in the front seven have looked, they've looked dominant so far. They've been terrific. And I expect nothing less tomorrow against the New York Jets, who will still be without their quarterback, Sam Darnold, as he's going to be out for several weeks due to mono. And that's, yeah, you heard right. He is going to be out for the next several weeks as he deals with mono. So, with that being said, like, the Patriots right now, they know that they have, for the next few games up ahead, including tomorrow's, they have some like, you know, toss ups. So including tomorrow's games, these are the next five games against for the Patriots they have coming up. They got the Jets coming up tomorrow, as mentioned. Next Sunday, they're in Buffalo to take on the Bills, and then week five, they're playing the Redskins down in Washington. Week six, they got the home game, Thursday night game against the New York Giants, pardon me. And then week seven, they have the Monday night game against the New York Jets. So go figure. And if I'm being completely honest with you, I expect the Patriots to win every single one of the next five games. There's no question in my mind about that. I really wholeheartedly believe it. So right now, we could be talking about the Patriots being 7-0 entering week eight. Yeah, is that realistic? Because this team is that good. So understand that the loss of Antonio Brown, I don't expect it to impact this team whatsoever. I really genuinely don't. They'll be fine. They will bounce back. I really do believe that. Coming up next, I'm going to share some thoughts moving forward. especially as it pertains to the Red Sox, as well as what could be next and so forth. I'm going to have to cut the show a little short this morning, as I'm just not feeling well at all. And I'm sorry to all the listeners who have expected me to be here for 3 hours, and I usually am, but this morning I just don't have it. Like, I just don't feel well at all. So the next segment, I'm going to share my final thoughts for this edition of the Strictly Right Show. So I'll be back in just a flash. This is Strictly Right. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Touch Freeform Radio.
I'm having a bad day, and he will carry me home from the club. mother and her love to jive and groove. Play me love songs on the beach. Make me a bath and rub my feet. And he'll have a six-pack, ooh. Long hair, he'll be 6'2", and he will come to my shows, 'cause he's a fan, and that's what I want in my man.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medfield Tufts Free Form Radio. Just want to share my final thoughts with you before I have to unfortunately cut off the show a bit short this morning, as I mentioned briefly. Like, I'm just not very much not feeling well at all. And I'm sorry to all the listeners who have tuned in since over the last 2.5 months, but like I just didn't want to cancel a call off, you know. So like I tried the best that I can over the past hour, but I just my body is not allowing me. So I think it's just best that I just end the show a bit earlier than I usually do. And like, I feel horrible. This is obviously, this is not something that I've ever done, ever. But right now, like, my body is telling me that I really should go home and rest. I probably should do that. But my final thoughts for the show this morning, a lot has happened since the last time we were on the air 2 weeks ago for the show. And one of the things that did take place was the firing Dave Dabrowski. He was let go. And one of the things that, and also not to mention, I'd be remiss if I don't mention it briefly, and that is the fact that the Red Sox were officially eliminated from the postseason last night. From postseason contention last night, and that they will not be playing in the postseason in 2019. There's a lot of blame to go around as to what went wrong and what didn't go right. But I certainly hope to dive into that furthermore. Hopefully this upcoming week. And whatnot. As for the next time I'll be on the air, I hope to find out perhaps later today, when the fall schedule is released. And as I mentioned, you guys will absolutely know. Follow me on Twitter at SWRIGHTS SWRIGHTS 915. You can also follow me on Instagram at the same handle, at SWRIGHTS, SWRIGHTS 915. And I will post the update.